this week on Video Death Loop.
Breyers has created a spectacular ice cream dessert.
Plus, no, it's whimsical. Hey everybody, welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. Breaking tradition, I'm going to introduce your co-host first.
Me?
It's none other than John Hurst. How are you, John?
I'm not ready for this. I was in the green room, I was waiting for my call, and I got called out here at least 3 seconds faster than I expected.
Bumped you up
I'm not
on
ready.
The call list. On the call list. Mostly so I can do this. And me, your host, two-time COVID champion, Aaron Littleton.
Oh, God.
Two times the virus that has brought the world down has squared up against Aaron Littleton, and two times I've left COVID laying broken and bloody in the ditch.
You saying that to you, COVID is a jobber?
COVID for breakfast. If I keep getting it, I've got it twice this year. Never before have I gotten COVID, but I've got it twice this year, and I've kicked its ass both times. Let's show COVID what we do in America, baby.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, there's a lot of things America does with, like, COVID. Mostly, like, hopefully ignore it is how it currently goes.
Well, that's why I keep getting it, is I keep ignoring that it exists. I keep sprinkling it on my Cheerios for breakfast.
Do not eat it for breakfast. It's not a breakfast cereal. It's not a spice like for an oatmeal. It's not like an oatmeal. You don't like cut your oats with it. However you do that.
COVID O's is almost definitely the best idea for a breakfast cereal I've had today. Because if you think about it, the O, like in the COVID hyphen O, would be the little virus with its little suckers that sticks off the side.
Yeah,
that's in the graphic. That's the COVID O's, and you've got like Dr. Fauci could be the mascot.
Oh no, I think it's got to be a twofer. It's got to be a twofer mascot. Dr. Fauci.
Yeah,
he's the one like bringing all like smarts and like you know like telling you informational things about COVID.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci, inventor of COVID.
Right. Yes. And you got Covey, you know, anthropomorphic.
He's COVID. Like an animal that wants COVID, like a nice bowl
like
of COVID dose.
Like a baby doe or something.
Yeah, he's a deer. He's some sort of a deer, and he wants COVID. And Dr. Fauci won't let him have it. It's like a Trix rabbit situation.
Yeah, it's like Dr. Fauci's like, I'm trying to protect you. It's like, but they're delicious.
I'm crazy for COVIDos. I'm Covey the deer.
Can I collect box tops for like some sort of conspiracy racket or whatever?
You send in five box tops and you get COVID Quest. It's a reskin of Doom.
Okay, I'm in.
And you play Dr. Fauci and you're shooting bowls of COVIDos at people. Dude, you could definitely make like a little COVID breakfast like cereal, like the little design. I don't think it's beyond our breakfast cereal technology,
right?
Like
if
you wanted to make a little like the little circle with the little spikes coming out of it, you could do that.
We can 3D print food. I mean, like, we can make that happen. We don't even have
somehow they make little shapes to go in breakfast cereal all the time. I feel like breakfast cereal right now is at a low. It's at a low point, right? Like, it's still there.
All sugar.
It's still there, but no one's, like, really thinking about it. No one's innovating in the breakfast cereal space. And, you know, it's just like those guys, you know, it's like Dig'em Frog. It's just like, hey, man, nobody pay attention to me. I'm still just over here pushing my sugar pops.
Yeah, no, Dig'em is like, he's hoping no one notices because he's got a pretty good drug deal business happening in the back alley.
Captain Crunch, you know, I'd bet that man hasn't captained since 1994.
No, not
King
at all.
Vitamin? More like Regent Vitamin.
King Vitamin is panhandling outside of the grocery store.
Right. That's the thing. It's fallow, right? Like the breakfast cereal aisle is fallow. It's ready for you know, someone to come in and make a go at it.
Okay.
I mean, am I wrong? When was the last time you were excited about a breakfast cereal?
Oh man. I don't know if you would call it excited, but like if I have Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I'm pleased.
Right.
But that's
not
like
excited.
I don't
excited.
Yeah, I'm not excited. I'm a little worried that our COVID like this our COVID O's cereal.
COVID O's cereal.
Yeah. By post cereal. You are contractually obligated to make the cereal now is how it works. I do worry, like, to make it happen, you got to have like those Captain Crunch, like those really like edgy bits, like that kind of cut you inside of your mouth. You got to get the full impact, I guess, at that point.
Yeah. Now, if a cereal's not making an impact, do we want it to be sort of a Gushers type cereal? Like you bite into the crunchy exterior of our COVID dough, and there's like a little drop of like sugar juice in there, like fruit flavored sugar juice. I think we could do it. I think it's going to take someone willing to put up the money to make the Gushers / COVID breakfast cereal. If we're going to come in there and we're going to shake this whole industry up.
Right, right. So it's like, I mean, that does show the point of it. Like, you make a mess with a cereal and it gets everywhere, just like COVID did. Does.
Exactly. So. You got to wear a mask while you're eating the cereal so it doesn't, like, squirt out of your mouth and hit people because it's exploding in sugar juice with every bite.
Oh, man. This is both, like, incredibly marketable and incredibly vile at the same time.
If I had not just gotten over COVID, I feel like this would be pretty irresponsible of us to joke about. But as it is, I feel like I've got me having just got the upper hand of COVID and willing to do it a fucking again.
Yeah.
Watch it SummerSlam as I get COVID.
Yeah, like
for
I'm
the third
I'm,
time this year for the title.
For the intercontinental title.
My name will be Aaron 19 if I take down COVID one more time.
Aaron 19 says, I just infected your ass.
I've got to cut a sick promo. Listen, we have a thing we do on this podcast. It is where we watch a video on loop until we just can't take it anymore. We're not going to go, 100 miles away from our whole COVID as a breakfast cereal idea. But we're also, you know, we're going to take a little trip. We're going to take a little trip back in time, I think. Okay, and I guarantee you will remember this when we start watching it. And you may or may not enjoy it. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what there is to enjoy in this commercial. Okay. But we'll tip you off. A little commercial coming up, John. And we're going to get started watching it. On loop. John doesn't know what it is. I do.
Mm-mm.
And we're going to start in 3, 2, 1, a go.
All right. Let's see what we have here. We got it. Come on, we got ourselves a fancy dessert.
It is. It's Breyer's Viennetta.
You know what? This was the forbidden dessert. I was not allowed to have this. It was too expensive. Mom would not get it. And like you should be happy with the ice cream sandwiches, John. Yeah. You should be happy with them.
It's mom's only. This is way too fancy for a child.
Yeah. It's like
ever get a Viennetta?
No, never. It's like
you never got a Viennetta. You were never good enough to rate a Viennetta.
No, I did, you know what? I did everything. I got A's on my report card. I got, like, you know, I did all the chores and stuff. I did not. First of all, I associate this, like, weirdly enough, because it's, like, it's put in these fine, Viennetta is like a bread, like bread if, in ice cream form, it feels like. It's like a loaf of ice cream.
It's like a tiramisu.
Yeah.
Like, cake made of ice cream.
Yes, yes, it is. And it's presented on nice. Everything's fancy. You have you put it in a glass. But the glasses always reminded me of like what you would see in those cat commercials. Like I forget which brand of cat food it is.
Fancy Feast.
Fancy Feast,
it's
yeah.
It's definitely the Fancy Feast glasses. But see, there was a point when these glasses were maybe considered actually fancy. Which, mm-hmm. And before they became associated with cat food, which is a very, you're not wrong. You're 100% not wrong, because I definitely also thought of Fancy Feast
okay,
when I saw
good.
This commercial.
I'm glad it's not just me. On
it
that.
Is definitely these glasses that the Viennetta cakes are being served in are now tainted forever by the idea that you put cat food in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to wonder if we think about Fancy Feast, now that the Fancy Feast crystal goblet is more associated with Fancy Feast than with whatever people used to put in crystal goblets.
Yeah.
How does Fancy Feast compete in 2024?
You know, like, first of all, I was like, haven't had Fancy Feast either, so I cannot compare these two
okay,
products.
I'll be honest. I've not eaten Fancy Feast.
Okay.
But and I would tell you if I had.
I know you would. That's I know
not
you would.
That's not the kind of thing I get all, yeah, actually, one time I tried Fancy Feast. It was all right. Put it on taco.
No.
Yeah, but I didn't do that.
No. It's just like, it is... It was forbidden. Like, it was, like, just too fancy.
The, but what do you, I mean, what do you, what's the, when you think of a fancy container, does that word even make any sense anymore?
Well.
Right, like is anything fancy? Or is that an outmoded idea? I feel like there are still expensive things.
Yes.
But would I describe them as fancy? I don't know.
I like to think that when I see something outside of my physicality, like on TV or whatever,
right?
And I see something, oh, that's fancy. Fancy never happens to me. Fancy expensive happens
fancy
to me.
Fancy is for other people.
Fancy, like, when is the last? Like, first of all, do you? Question number one. I have two questions for you.
Okay.
Question one: do you have fancy dishes? Do you have the fancy plates in your house?
My wife was for a few years interested in the idea of tea parties, and she okay. definitely acquired some tea serving sets that okay. I would consider it them fancy. You know,
okay.
they're thin. They're, you know, they're clearly you can smash these. Like, you have to be in a very non-smashy mood to use any of these tea settings. But I don't think I would think it would be very fancy if you put a Viennetta in a teacup. That seems more whimsical. Teacups, mm-hmm. they may be fancy, but they're also tiny. Whimsical. They're whimsical. I think there's been And my wife is not the only one that's been into this idea of, like, let's do a tea party. Like, a number of female friends, even one that has gone as far as to open a traditional British tea house in Knoxville, Tennessee. So it's like there's something in the air with millennial women, I think, about tea party, like this attempt to reclaim it. But it's like it jumped a generation, so they're... It's whimsical instead, right? Like, it's old-timey and whimsical. It's not fancy and modern and sophisticated. It's whimsical.
Right. Okay, those are fair points on that. Taking into perspective that we're considering that the tea set as a whole is fancy or fancy-ish at that point.
It's the fancy kind of dishes you would see in a commercial like this.
Yes.
Like I said, there's serving trays. There's you know, China.
Yeah. Question two, though. When was the last time the fancy plates came out?
When she had a tea party a few years ago.
Oh, she had okay.
No, yeah, like, but that's the last time, though. I have been kicked out of my house, so a bunch of my wife's female friends can come over and have a tea party.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I went and got drunk and played golf because that felt like the thing to do if we're going to be assuming old gender roles.
Right.
Let's go play golf, I guess, and drink.
Have a cooler, like, that. That's cut, like, the fancy thing, like, going to golf. I think I remember this time.
Yeah,
we
the
all
thing
went
you the yeah. thing I'm talking. Yeah, you were there. You came to golf with me. You didn't realize I couldn't go home. That was my only option for the day was golf. My home was a golf cart and a golf bag full of illicit liquor. That was my home for the day.
Oh, yeah. No, that is
I go back to the idea that these tea parties are not fancy. They are whimsical and old timey. Like, it's almost supposed to be an anachronism. How
you are cosplaying is what you're saying.
You are exactly. You are cosplaying your great grandmother when you have a tea party. Mm. You nailed it on the head. You nailed it on the head. Ladies, come around for a tea party.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like a good time, but you're not wrong. It's a little bit of adult play on there.
Exactly.
So if
Viennetta is presenting itself as a sophisticated, fancy adult thing. So that's what we're trying to find, John. Mm-hmm. We're trying to find what is fancy. What is fancy in 2024?
Oh, man.
Let's drop the what. Is fancy? Or is not fancy?
Okay. What are
is
we
Is fancy
so like,
not? Or maybe it's is fancy not?
Is fancy not? Okay.
Yes. And I think the fact that fancy happens to other people, what you said, makes me think that it's... Maybe fancy happens to no one. Maybe fancy only happens on the television.
Okay. I would have to say for something to be fancy, I guess I would have to be like everyone would have to be fancy alongside of it. Like it's like you would be playing dress up a little bit, or maybe like, you know, like kind of dressed to the nines of some way.
Right.
Like for a gala. Or something.
A gala.
Right.
Indeed a gala.
I've never been to a gala. I've never been invited to a gala. Look at me. They banned me from those.
I have been paid to perform at galas, mm-hmm. and I certainly did not act fancy at the gala.
Okay.
But other people kind of were. But even then, I guess it was nice, but I wouldn't call it fancy.
Okay. Were there fancy plates out?
There were fancy plates. There were like celebrities on stage, like talking to these people. Like this was quite an expensive gala to get into. You were either paying a lot to be there or you were being paid a lot to be there. And I was in the second camp, which is why I was there.
Okay.
But I wouldn't call it fancy. I just wouldn't. There's this air of like assumed.
What stops you from calling it fancy? I'm curious about this. What is the thing that, where is the line drawn that is like, you know, it didn't feel fancy enough, or like it did not, like what is like was it just like, was there just like some dude in like a polo shirt and then was talk like in a pontoon boat, or I don't know.
Here's what I think. The more I think about it, the more I go over like what we've talked about here is fancy. It's that people weren't comfortable with the elegance. There was this feeling, I think, from a lot of people that were there that they didn't quite seem, it was all a little bit funny to them, all a little bit out of their comfort zone.
So if no you understand. One, no one understood fancy, so everyone felt out of their element.
Yeah, it's like we have all these visual signifiers of what fancy is. Fancy mm-hmm. glasses. Or used to be fancy glasses, right? Cat food glasses.
The cat food glasses are out,
the
honey.
Cat food, yes. We have the same glasses out that the cat eats out of.
Yes.
We have the fragile, shiny plates. Mm-hmm. And because you don't experience that enough to have context for it, because it's not a thing that we value anymore. I think that the average person values this Viennetta cake presents mm-hmm. this idea of, from what I can tell with just these hands, I'm guessing it's two couples here.
I think it's like a group of three here getting passed on through, because they like,
you think there's six people?
No, I think there's three. Like, no, I don't think, I'm sorry. I think there's three people at this table. I think it's there's four because someone comes out.
There are four cat food glasses.
Okay. Four cats. There are.
Yes. I think the implication is that these are successful, sophisticated adults.
Aaron, I'm going to pull you.
This is what this commercial's trying to sell us. The implication is that they are successful, sophisticated mm-hmm. adults having a mature, fancy evening. Two couples getting together. We're playing some real fucking music. So this might be a wife swap situation. I do not know.
Definitely like putting some keys in bowls because, at some point.
Yes, we do have. It makes us very sure to see that one hand has a ring. See how far we're running. See how we're running away from this by immediately being like, it's two couples having a sophisticated evening. We're so uncomfortable with the idea of it's just a couple fancy couples having a couple hours of fancy adult times that we're like, it's got to be a sex thing. It's like we cannot accept that there's some level of sophistication in the society that isn't just the crusty chocolate on the top of the Viennetta covering up some base polygamous relationship.
I do assume if fancy is on the table, which Viennetta, according to this commercial, fancy is definitely on the table. Like, when you present that, someone is getting out there with a good fucking at the end.
See, that is your mind. That is your mind rejecting the fancy.
That's your mind. What fancy leads to the fucking.
But what if it didn't? Now, I'm saying, maybe the couples each go home and fuck because they enjoyed their evening. But I would say that's kind of fancy, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we immediately jump to, these people are going to have an orgy. They are going to be swinging. Oh. Do you know what I mean?
I get what you're trying to say.
Baseness of this. Where's the baseness? We don't understand it.
Here's where I'm coming from on this. There's a tension in the room with this Viennetta ice cream dessert cake in front of you, where like they start out, they each have their like slice.
You're bringing that tension, though.
No, they're hand models. They're one. It's like, oh, I shouldn't have this, and then they go and grab it, and like definitely, they want more. They're like kind of like. Tink, they're playing with the glass, the fancy feast, the cat glass a little bit, and they're like kind of like wiggling in there. It's like, oh yeah, it's like they want some more of this Viennetta, but it could be a sex thing afterwards. Maybe there's some tension in the room. I don't know.
It might be a sex thing. I don't know. I want to examine what makes us so sure that it is a sex thing. I want to, is, like, is, are a, we bringing the sex stuff.
No, there's like a person twisting a napkin, like unsure of, like wanting to get to the next part.
They want the last slice of Viennetta. It's very clear. What if there's no subtext? What if it is all just text? What if it's just three people that are...
Four people. Well,
but there's only three people eating Viennetta.
Right. One person's brought it, at least. They're serving it.
Yes. But I'm saying that what if there is no subtext? And I'm not saying there's not. But I want to know why we have to, why we are recoiling at the idea that people could just get together and enjoy fancy things because they're sophisticated.
Okay, yeah, it's kind of like you're talking about, like you're like fancy by itself. It's like I don't know. Like it just, what's the point of fancy really in the end? Like, it's got to lead, not lead to something, but like, you know, like it's got to lead to a result of some sort. And the result that we're going to is a sex thing. It could be something else. It could be just a nice, enjoyable evening. That is the result of fancy.
I would say, so one thing I have heard described about what you might call traditional manners, traditional, like, table manners, and you know, just that sort of a thing. And yeah. I might lean and might say fancy is included in that. It is to take people and give them a common set of rules so everyone is comfortable.
Okay.
And somewhere households. Along okay. the way, we stopped teaching everyone the rules of etiquette and mm-hmm. manners. And it instead became a way to attack people and say, you're not sophisticated, you're not elegant because you don't know the rules. You right. didn't have the correct upbringing to know the rules of etiquette or manners. And I might say that quote unquote fanciness falls in that as well, as to say, like, listen, I respect you and want you to be comfortable so much that I have brought out the nice things for you to show you how much I want you to enjoy yourself and be comfortable.
Right.
Instead of being like, here's like a cracked mug that you might cut yourself on while you're eating your Viennetta out of it, right?
Here it's like, like a Garfield coffee mug, like yes. the lead-based one from the 80s.
Yes, whatever. Exactly that, right? Exactly that. But then because I think like etiquette became viewed as this thing that separated instead of brought together by the majority of people, because I think at some point even the 80s, I don't think we were all taught which side of the plate a salad fork goes on to. That we have rejected all of that as just, this is divisive. This is almost class warfare to like prove that you did not come from rich stock because you don't know which hand to cut your meat with.
Okay. What if we're thinking fancy is you serve stuff really slowly, though? Because everything is being served very slowly in this. I think you have some good points on here.
Well, we got to make 30 seconds. We're going to pay for 30 seconds. We got to make 30 seconds. So that Viennetta has got to move across the screen just as slow as possible.
Well,
we got to have people drooling over this thing.
Yeah, they just got this, like, you know, like a kind of like the, like, they have the sexy music happening in the background. Like, they got like.
Again, it might just be sophisticated music.
Could be. I'm just saying, like, you know, like a lot of tension in the room. That's what I'm saying. The Viennetta, like, there's some, like, who's going to get that final slice?
Who's
anyway?
Going to get the last slice?
Yeah.
Exactly. Who is going to get that? Who do you think she gives it to? Who do you think? Manners, I think. I think etiquette and manners would have a solution for who gets the last slice. Because I'm going to assume, like we said, these are two couples.
Mm-hmm.
And they are having dinner together. They are married. Because I do see wedding rings on
hands.
There
are wedding rings, yes.
Yes. So we have, I think I can tell that it is the wife that's hosting is serving the Viennetta. And both her husband and both of their guests want the Viennetta. I'm guessing if you like wrote Dear Abby, or who's, is Dear Abby the etiquette lady? Or is Dear Abby
Dear Abby is like, what do I do in this situation? The newspaper. Yeah, you're right.
There is somewhere in a dusty old tome from like 1912. There is who gets the last slice of dessert if everyone wants it. There is an answer for that.
Let me tell you something peculiar about this commercial, though. There are four people here at this table, three slices are served out to the others. Yes. And that fourth slice presumably should go to the server at that point who is giving that. But like all three of them reach out with their empty Viennetta-less glasses and want more.
Cat glasses.
Yes, exactly. I
guess the hostess is not interested in having the slice because she's holding it up to one of them. One of them gets this Viennetta.
I guess so. And that's like, I feel like, that's a little bit of a faux pas. Like, you're not going to enjoy the fanciness of that. You're not going to enjoy your dessert. You're going to you enjoy watching other. That's definitely a sex thing of some sort.
Okay, you're right. You're right. This Viennetta might as well just come with a hole in the end so you can put your dick in it. That's what it is.
Creamy.
This is the 1990s cold ice cream fuck.
Oh, God.
Of fleshlights.
Like, what?
There is no such thing as fancy. There is no such thing as manners. It's all just dressing up, banging. That's all it is.
I mean,
that's all it is.
Dress up to the nines, go to the tens, baby.
Jesus. Okay, I'm tapping.
Yeah. I'm so. Fine. Yeah. No, I will say Viennetta presents itself very well in that commercial because it's like, oh man, it's like look at that thing. It's like I want to eat that, but I also just want to eat the whole thing. I just want to eat it like a sandwich.
You'd have if they still made Viennetta.
They still do.
No, they do not.
I looked it up. Good Humor has it now. And it looks like shit. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to. Viennetta, like.
Good Humor Viennetta? That is not the place I would think. I'm okay with Breyers making Viennetta.
Yeah, Breyers.
I'm comfortable with that. Good Humor.
Yeah.
Did Good Humor buy Breyers? Or is Viennetta not a copyrightable term?
According to what I'm seeing on the internet, on Beam.
Yes, tell me the history, the corporate history of Viennetta.
It was discontinued in the mid-90s, but was reintroduced in the U.S. in 2021 under the Good Humor brand. So,
is Good Humor a subsidiary? Like, how did Good Humor get it? What did they do?
Might have bought it? I don't know. Like, I don't have that information here. I don't. Unilever produces the brand or something like that, according to the.
I mean, that
the,
sounds like a company that would make it.
Yeah, like it's probably a company that makes like tractors and ice cream for some reason. But.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I would definitely mow my lawn with a Unilever.
Yeah.
Where the fuck do we get this? You can't order it online. And no. I can't. It's not available in stores as far as I can tell. I mean, why does it exist? Or is it just an empty spot on a website somewhere?
There are pictures of Viennetta, which if you look what I just sent on that, like they kind of look like shit. They just look like they don't look
fancy anymore.
They're not that fancy. This is like this is like the take home version, like where this is the version I would take home. when I was like, I feel like something fancy and I get this, like, oh, this is not fancy at all.
Oh, other people are also complaining that they can't find stores. So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's it doesn't spawn me to get out a nice plate or to get the cat glasses out. This doesn't make me want to. There's a couple pictures of customers eating it, which are very nice.
Like, who wants to eat Viennetta and then go in the back with me? Man, yeah, there's a good picture of like a like under the chin picture. Yeah. The lady eating some Viennetta.
Yeah, it's like very.
She likes it.
I mean, I bet it's good then. I feel like maybe like Viennetta was like, it's like, we gotta get some pictures really quick. Like, we gotta see what the customers anyone. Are saying. Anyone getting this is the one Viennetta we sold to the U.S. and the guy went to this person.
Oh, there's a picture of Viennetta in wine glasses.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I think we have social like understanding of wine glasses.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, that's a person trying to recreate the Viennetta experience from that
commercial. That's true. And wine glasses, I feel, have kind of escaped from, like, what we consider fancy because we got,
because we all like drinking wine and getting drunk.
Yeah. Don't talk to me until I have my morning wine or whatever they say.
Yes, exactly. Wine fits in perfectly well with our modern society of not understanding etiquette. It's like, we still like this. Humans had wine before there was etiquette, and now that etiquette is dead and buried in the ground, humans still have wine, and it's still great. I'm drinking wine right now.
Yeah. Now that etiquette is done and like over with, we can bring back boxes, and box wine is in.
I'm drinking box wine right now.
Hell yeah.
Love it. Love it. Good wine and Viennetta. Man, we got to look for some Viennetta. Those people are drinking wine and eating Viennetta in the commercial, John.
Was there anything in the glasses?
There was white wine.
Okay, all right. I was thinking like a red wine. I was getting a little disgusted.
Okay,
by
no,
that.
I don't think I could have a red wine with Viennetta, but right. I could enjoy a light, fruity white wine,
like a mimosa, maybe, like, or you know.
The mimosa is not what I would have with Viennetta because that's got orange juice and it would immediately curdle the Viennetta when it went into your mouth.
Yes, it would. I don't know. It says ice cream. Like, is it it says it doesn't say it's a dairy frozen dairy dessert.
Frozen
okay, it is
dairy dessert.
Dairy. Okay, it curdles to hell. Okay. Yeah.
We've gone over the differences between ice cream and frozen dairy dessert on this podcast before, I'm confident, because I talk about that with anyone that will listen to me. But yes, like, it's not legally ice cream, but it's something that akin to it.
Yeah, like wings with a Y kind of thing.
It's exactly like wings with a Y. John, thank you for coming here, for getting COVID over the internet with me. You know, one of these days, buddy, you're gonna get your chance, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna get chance of the title.
Taking COVID in the ring.
Yeah,
maybe we'll tag team it. You, me, COVID, the flu. I'd watch that. We could carry a bill.
I kind of hope that COVID has its future endeavors. Like, wished well in the future endeavors pretty soon.
Yes.
Honestly, but you know, if we have to deal with it, you know, there's no other person I'd rather have in my corner than you. So.
Good, John. Likewise. Folks, thanks for tuning in. Come back next week. John Hurst will be your host. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.